Good morning. Today is March 10th, 2020. It's approximately 9 a.m. and we are in the conference room on the third floor of the city office building at 1900 Southwest 4th Avenue, Portland. My name is Nancy Hockman and I am a hearings officer. Our first case is number 1200128, Ben Rosenthal. I see Mr. Rosenthal is here. If anybody is here from the city, please come up to the table. And for the record, no one has appeared for the city. Mr. Rosenthal, I'll ask you to state and spell your name for the record.
Ben Rosenthal.
And can you spell your name, please?
B-E-N-R-O-S-E-N-T-H-A-L.
Thank you. This hearing is being recorded and will be posted to the city's website for you and anyone else to listen to, unless you have a strong objection.
No objection.
Okay, thank you. And did you have an opportunity to read your statement of rights about today's
yes.
hearing? Okay, and do you have any questions about your rights?
No.
Okay. Again, my name is Nancy Hockman. I'm a hearings officer. I'm a neutral decision maker. I work for the auditor's office. I don't work for the Bureau of Transportation. And our role is to review the decision of other city employees to make sure that they comply with the city code. My role is to review the evidence, which is your testimony and any documents that are admitted today in order to make my decision. And my authority is limited. The only decisions I can make are whether or not the tow was valid, and the rules that govern the hearing require that I find a tow valid if all the procedural and notice requirements were met and the person following the tow followed all the relevant rules and procedures. And please note that the appeal of a ticket or citation has to be done at court and not in this hearing. This is an administrative hearing, so it's not as formal as circuit court. The only rule we really have is not to interrupt other people when they're talking. And the decision is made by a preponderance of the evidence, which means slightly over 50%. I'm going to go through the exhibits, and you can follow along on your iPad if you like. We have your tow hearing request form. We have an auto return information, which is obtained from the city, and it just tells us whether we have jurisdiction over the case. We have the notice of today's hearing. We have your statement of rights, which we just discussed, an online request to reschedule, and then the same form faxed. We then have the notice of hearing rescheduling the hearing to today. We have documents received today sent by you, and we have the Bureau's response, which is the last exhibit. And I understand, Mr. Rosenthal, you might have additional exhibits that you'd like to submit.
Yes.
Can you hand those to the guard, please?
There.
And while the clerk is preparing those, I'll ask you if you have any objection to any of the documents I just mentioned coming into the record. Coming into the record means I can use and rely on them in making my decision and that they pertain to the case. It doesn't necessarily mean you agree with what they say. If you disagree with what a document says, you can let it into the record and then tell me during your testimony why you disagree with it. Any objection to the documents that I've listed so far?
Yes, because there's nobody here from the city, I object to Exhibit 9 being admitted into the record.
Everything in Exhibit 9. I am going to overrule that objection. These are things we normally get, and what happens is if one party or the other doesn't appear, I read the party's testimony into the record, and then they don't get to add anymore. But if there's anything specific that you'd like to respond to, you can do that during your testimony. So on that basis, I am going to admit those exhibits.
Just to be clear, mm-hmm. Your Honor, I'm just objecting on the basis of hearsay because all those documents are hearsay and there's nobody here to
authenticate them.
Yes. Offer them into the record.
Okay, so we don't follow the rules of evidence in this hearing. And again, I'm finding that they're relevant, so I'm admitting them. But you are welcome to respond to what they say that something in them is not the case, and I'll take that testimony.
Okay.
And now I'm going to look at your additional exhibits.
Well, I'm not offering them at this point. I'm just saying at this point that there is no testimony on the other side, so there's no preponderance of evidence.
Okay. So, as I said, if either party doesn't appear, we still hold the hearing. And if you didn't appear, I'd be reading what you submitted into the record. And if the city's not appearing, I will read what they said into the record, and I will consider their documents just like I would consider your documents. In fact, if there's nobody here, I still go on the record, I read what you submitted, I read what the city submitted, and I make a decision.
It's not really a court, that's all.
Correct.
Okay, gotcha.
And you said you did not want to offer these yet, is that correct?
I will offer them now. Based on your determination, based on that, although I take exception to it, but still, for the record, I take exception.
To me admitting their documents?
Yeah.
Okay, so noted.
Yeah.
Okay, so I see four photographs that you submitted as additional evidence, and let me ask you, when were these taken?
These were taken, good question. I would say, I think they were, hold on a second. I'll answer that question.
And if I tell you that the tow was on February 15th, does that help refresh your memory?
Yeah, they were taken probably February 25, 10 days later, 24, 25 of February.
Thank you. And I see that you've written on there 4th and Cooch. So
yes.
That's where they were taken, okay.
So there's, I offered 1, 2, 3, and 4 into the record.
Okay, and those are all taken at the same intersection?
The same.
They're all admitted?
Thank you.
Okay. And at this point, I'll ask you to raise your right hand to be sworn in. Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the whole truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, so I can just go ahead and testify then?
I can start with you or the parking enforcement officer, your choice. In fact, I'll start with the parking enforcement officer, and then you can respond to what they said and which I'm going to read into the record.
Okay.
Sorry, Eric. New system is a little less than perfect, so things get put behind other things and I have to pull them up again. Okay, so the Bureau submitted 5 documents, the notice of today's hearing, which is a repeat of what you already have, the tow hearing report, which I'm going to read from now. So the officer that had the vehicle towed on 2/15 also cited the vehicle. It was at 312 Northwest Cooch, and the officer says, upon routine patrol at approximately 10:31 p.m., I cited and called for a tow on the vehicle in question that was parked on a prohibited time zone. And then he describes the wording on the sign, which we have photos of. And this, their signage is on 2nd Avenue to 4th Avenue. And the hearings officer submitted a parking citation, which was issued on 2/15/20 at 10:31 p.m. For violation of code 1620205C, prohibited time. And then they submitted 7 photographs. And then the parking officer also submitted some code sections related to the violation of prohibited time. Okay, and Mr. Rosenthal, please tell me why the tow was invalid.
Okay, well, my whole argument is based on inadequate display. I parked the vehicle there at 9:30 p.m. and came out at 11:05 p.m. was in attendance at a show at the Roseland that evening. I was with 3 other people. None of us saw the signage that is there. And if you look at, and I'll explain why this, based on inadequate display, poor illumination, and obstruction from other vehicles, there's also a trash can over there. If you look at my exhibits.
Your exhibits, okay.
Yeah, starting at picture one, mm-hmm. exhibit one. That is the only sign that exists on the corner of 4th and Cooch. And I was approximately parked between 3rd and 4th, mid-block. So that's the sign. And the if you'll note, 10 p.m., 3 a.m., sure, that it says, the bottom sign says pay to park. When we were at 9:30, that whole street was filled with cars. There was one available spot. I backed into it, mm-hmm. parked it, and then went on my way, and then came out at 11 to discover the car was gone, along with many other people who were there. And you know, then asked somebody on the street what happened, was told, and then got the car. So picture one, I measured the signage from the bottom of the stop sign where the top is. It's 84 inches, it's 7 feet, from the bottom of that to the curb. From the pay to park sign to the curb, it is 60 inches, 5 feet. So
the pay to park, the bottom or the top of the pay to park is 5 feet?
Yeah. And from
the bottom or the top?
For 5 feet, and then the top below the stop sign where the top sign is, it's 7 feet. Okay.
Okay. I got the 84 inches from the bottom of the stop sign to curb. You just mentioned the pay to park sign, and I'm asking, is it 5 feet from the bottom of the sign to the curb?
From the bottom of the sign.
To the curb.
To the curb.
Thank you.
Okay. And then picture two shows my car, that it's an SUV, and basically I put it there, but that's not where it was parked, but it was parked beyond, you know, toward mid, you know, the mid part of the block, mm-hmm. and there were cars lined up, but my car is 71 inches from the top of the car to the curb, so that's 66 feet, roughly. And you'll note the trash can there as well. Picture three shows no other signage on that side of the street until the corner. And then we went, and picture one is the signage on the corner. Picture four, which is in front of you, shows again no signage. So the only signs that existed were under the stop sign there. So again, I mean, there was no intention there to park in a tow zone. You know, it's a brand new car. I wouldn't want it towed. None of us saw it. We came out. We were really surprised. I don't get parking tickets. I paid my spot today out in front of the building. And when we came out at 11:05, the car was gone. Picture the when you look at picture four, just picture the fact that all those spaces were filled with cars at 9:30. Now I know that is the entertainment district. That is the entertainment district, but I had not known that at the time. So that's my defense, basically.
Thank you. Is a picture showing on the?
I'm sorry.
Is a picture showing on the monitor here?
No.
Okay.
What are you trying to show? I could look at it on the pad.
Okay, so I want to show you the one on the iPad, which is okay. The first picture that's alone after the four on the page.
The first picture on the iPad?
No, this one page with four.
Yeah.
Okay, four cars. And then the next one, it's turned. That's the one I'm looking at.
Oh, that one? Okay.
Yeah. Half of it's your car. Okay. Yeah. So that's about how far back you were. Is that correct?
I can't say. Probably. If that's where the car was, if that's what he took, that's my car.
Okay. So it looks to me like it's about two cars back. From the two cars?
Honestly, I can't tell you how many cars back
okay.
I was.
So it looks to me like one car could park in front of you. Would you agree with that? Or
no.
No. More than one car.
There was more than one car.
Thank you.
And it didn't look that way at the time I parked it. There were, as again,
right.
The whole street was filled and with parked cars.
Got it.
I think if the city's going to use that as a tow zone, I think there needs to be more signage. And not below a stop sign the way it is and basically obscured by a trash can that's on the corner as well.
Thank you.
When you're parking, you know, you're on the street side when you leave the car, you close the door, and you start, and you cross the street. So all the, and you're facing a wall of cars, you can't see that sign.
I hear you, thank you. Okay, and I don't have any questions. So thank you for coming in today and giving me a better picture of what happened. I'm going to take this under advisement, which means I'm not deciding today. I'm going to be issuing you a written decision in about a week.
Okay,
so
thank
you
very much.
And this will conclude the hearing.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you, off the record.